Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas wish, and this morning we have Yesenia on the phone. Good morning, Yesenia.
Good morning.
Hi, Yesenia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. We're happy to talk to you. Tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 15 years old.
15. Right. And who did you nominate?
I nominated my mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Valerie. Oh, so here's what we're going to do, Yesenia. We're going to get Valerie on the phone, and then I want you to read your nomination. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You hang on a sec. We're going to get your mom on the phone.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Valerie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Valerie. It's Jagger and Christy calling from Magic 92.5. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
We're good. I don't know if you listen or not to know that we do a program called Christmas Wish every year, and you...
Oh, yeah. Me and my kids, we've listened to that for a long time.
Guess what, Valerie? You've been nominated for a Christmas Wish.
Hey!
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Say hello to your beautiful daughter, Yesenia.
Hello?
Hi, Mommy.
Yesenia nominated you for a Christmas wish.
Oh, my God.
And we've been talking to her for a little while, and she certainly is a sweetheart.
Boy, she is sharp as a tack, too.
So she's the best. She's my little best friend.
She wrote an incredible nomination letter. Would it be okay if she read that?
Yes, of course.
All right, Yesenia, go ahead.
My mom is the strongest woman I know. She is always there for anyone in need, no matter her struggles. She helps not just her family, but so many others. She takes care of my grandpa and my grandma and my great aunt. If you ask her how many kids she has, she will tell you 4 by birth, but over 20 that call her mama, whom she helped raise, has raised and taken care of, and she is proud of it. But 3 years ago, my mom's life was changed drastically, and she was hospitalized for COVID pneumonia right before her birthday. We almost lost her. She was hospitalized for 3 weeks. There was so much damage done. She fought like crazy to make it back to us, and she did, but she had to adjust to her new reality. My mom is now on oxygen. Her health has gone down. She can no longer work or do the things that she used to love to do. She always says, I may not have much, but what I have, I can share. She's been trying to save up for a portable oxygen machine, the one that you can carry. It would help her so much not to have to drag the big metal tapes around, but as always, when someone is in need, she gives up what she has so they don't go without. We always hear these Christmas wishes on the radio, and I thought maybe I can be the one to help her for a change. Seeing her go from being so independent to having to use a walker and oxygen tank and not being able to do what she used to breaks my heart. She's my hero, and I just want her to have a good Christmas. So she worked hard to get us a tree and make sure we all have something to open on Christmas. I want her to be able to open something, too. She's my inspiration and my biggest fan, and well, all of our biggest fans. So I'm hoping to make her smile.
Wow.
You're going to make me cry.
Valerie, that has to be incredible to hear your daughter say all that.
Wow. It's amazing. It's very heartwarming.
Well, it says a lot about you, too,
and Valerie.
Valerie,
how are you feeling?
Very emotional.
All right, well, listen, here's what we want to do. We want to grant your Christmas wish. Now, I know that you forego a lot of things and maybe to get a Christmas tree. I don't know if you went out and got one or not, but even if you did, here's what you're going to do. Well, you're going to have two if you've already got one, because our friends at the Pinery Christmas Trees want you to get a 6 or 7 Douglas or Noble Fir. They've got lot locations in Del Mar, Bonita, Mission Valley, and Rancho Bernardo, and they want you guys to come out and pick out a Christmas tree, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, now we got to get on to the Christmas dinner, and our dear friends at Barron's Market want to give you a $150 gift card so you can get your Christmas dinner. I think Jose should cook it, though.
That's what I'm thinking. I hear he's a good cook.
My son is a very good cook. He learns after his mama.
Good. We also have some new friends for Christmas Wish this year. They're called The Picture Place, and I don't know when it was the last time you gathered the gang and you all had a professional photo taken, but they want to give you that, and they've got a free session with 4 poses, and you're going to get a digital and 6 sheets so you can pick out whatever picture you like of your whole family this year.
Oh my God, I would love that.
There you go. And then when you guys get a little time, our good friends at SeaWorld, who has helped out a lot, they would love to give you guys tickets to go experience SeaWorld's Christmas celebration at SeaWorld.
Oh, that's amazing. My granddaughter would love that.
Oh, perfect. Oh, good. Good, good.
And one of our other friends who has been with us the entire 13 years we've been doing Christmas Wish is San Diego Family Magazine. So I know there's a lot of kids running around the house, and we put together a big package of toys that you can wrap up and put under the tree for all of them, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're just saying get some wrapping paper, some tape, and scissors, because you're going to be busy. And then groceries are so they're expensive, and it's tough to feed a lot of folks like you've got. So we thought what we would do is we wanted to give you a $300 Visa gift card so you can go do your grocery shopping and get some things in the pantry and for the kids and everybody. How about that?
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
So, Yesenia.
Yeah?
I know you said that you wanted to be able to put something under the tree for your mom.
Yes.
So we're going to give you a $200 Amazon gift card, and I want you to do some Christmas shopping with that, and then you get yourself something nice too, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're a sweet girl.
All right, so Valerie, I got to tell you, I worked hard on this one, and I think I got...
He worked so hard on this.
I think I got something that you're gonna like. Yesenia was talking about how things have changed a little bit since you had COVID, and my goodness, we're so glad you're still here with us.
Yes.
So thank God for that. But here's what I want to do.
Thank you.
We would love to give you that portable oxygen machine that you're looking for. It comes in a bag. You can hang it on your shoulder. It's portable. You can take it with you. You can use it at the house, and you're not lugging around something huge, and you can get the oxygen that you need.
Oh my God, are you serious?
We're serious.
That
changed things and help out a little bit?
So much.
There you go. Well, good. Well, we wanted to make sure you got that portable oxygen machine. So
it's kind of cute, too.
Yeah, it's not bad. And picture yourself now at SeaWorld walking around with
your snappy
little oxygen thing hanging on you.
Normally I carry this metal tank around with me, and I have to always have somebody run to the car to go get another tank out because it doesn't last very long.
Oh, girl, that's grandma stuff.
Yeah, this should be better.
We got to update you a little bit.
This should be a little bit better. Valerie, how are you sleeping?
I have a hard time sleeping. Yeah. I have a lot of problems with my spine and my back.
Yeah.
So I don't sleep very well most of the time.
Well, here's what you want to do. We think it might be the mattress a little bit. So let's update your mattress. We wanted to get you a brand new queen bed and a new mattress.
A plush mattress.
We picked one out. It's got medium on the bottom, and then it's got a plush top. I think it's going to be perfect, and I think it's going to be comfortable so you can get a good night's sleep.
That would be so amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And we're almost there. We're almost done. You know, we can't tell you how many people, and even we just our minds are blown by the price of power and utilities now. So, you know, we want to catch you up on your utilities and pay $1,000 on your SDG&E bill, okay?
Oh my God, that would help me so much. Are you
behind a little bit?
Yeah, I had to set up a payment plan because it's
with terrible.
Everything that's been going on, it's just been really hard, and everything's been so expensive, and trying to get by and do what I can.
Valerie,
you're not the only one.
You're not the only one.
Super hard. So we're going to catch you up on that with $1,000, and you can start fresh.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so the other thing that we realize is that, oh my goodness, if we just didn't have to pay any kind of bills in December, it's all much fun we would be having. So what we wanted to do so you can get whatever you need to do, maybe free up some stuff for you or whatever you can think of, we'd like to pay your rent $2,800 for a month.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's kind of funny, huh?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We're going to pay your rent.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
Hopefully that'll help out a little bit.
Oh my God, you don't know how much.
Good.
That's what Christmas Wish is all about. Well, listen, there's only one more thing I need to make this wish come true, and that's a Merry Christmas on the count of three. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.